Very good morning to you. 4 minutes past eight is the time. Sunday, the 10th of June. Tom Swarbrick at breakfast here on LBC. We'll be talking about the protest in central London yesterday that turned very, very violent indeed. About 1,000 people down there bottling, kettling the police, who had to use their weapons to fight back against protesters. We'll be getting a report on that. We'll also hear about the earthquake in Grimsby, the 3.9 magnitude quake which struck, leaving wardrobes and doors shaking all over the place. We'll find out why that has happened a little later on. It does seem at the moment that there is so much happening around President Donald Trump that involves the United Kingdom, the European Union, and more generally the global international order, that it is hard to know where to start. Let's give you the breaking news as we come on air this morning. 8:05 is the time. Kim Jong-un has landed in Singapore. Let's go straight there. LBC's US correspondent is Simon Marks. He's got the big gig. He's live in Singapore for us ahead of this summit. Tell us what's going on, Simon. Morning.
Absolutely, Tom. Morning to you. Well, Kim Jong-un touched down at Changi Airport here in Singapore aboard an Air China flight about 15 minutes ago. And his motorcade is now making its way through the city. He was preceded here by a cargo jet carrying, we believe, a fleet of North Korean limousines that he's going to be using. But right now, he's snaking his way through the heavily guarded streets of central Singapore on his way to the St. Regis Hotel, which is where Kim Jong-un and the North Korean delegation will be staying for this summit meeting with President Donald Trump. President Trump is still aboard Air Force One. He's not due to land here for another five and a half hours or so. He'll be staying at a separate hotel, the Shangri-La, also in the center of Singapore. Their summit meeting is due to take place on Tuesday morning here. It'll be happening at an island resort that markets itself as a romantic getaway. Quite what they're going to be doing on Monday remains to be seen, because they have no plans officially to meet on Monday. I can't speak for Kim Jong-un, but I can certainly tell you that Donald Trump is not the kind of man who likes to spend an entire day locked behind the secure walls of a hotel, twiddling his thumbs, particularly in the direction of his Twitter account. So let's see what happens tomorrow. But look, Kim Jong-un is here, and it's a remarkably historic moment. I mean, this, we believe, is only the second time as North Korean leader he's ever flown anywhere, and he is now spending his first minutes as North Korean leader in a capitalist city.
We heard what Donald Trump has had to say in a press conference yesterday at the G7 when it came to what he hoped to get out of the summit with North Korea, what he hoped to learn from President from Kim Jong-un when he spoke to him, that it was only going to take him a few seconds to work out whether Kim Jong-un was serious or not about denuclearization. Has there been any indication from the White House or from anyone you've spoken to, Simon, about what they expect to emerge from this summit, what concrete proposals they expect to happen?
Well, look, Tom, the sands beneath this summit have been constantly shifting over the course of the last few weeks. As you know, it's been on again, off again, on again. And what used to be a White House insistence that these two men were only going to meet if the North Koreans were ready to agree a deal on denuclearization, that has been firmly put on the back burner as far as we can tell. And it looks as though what may come out of this summit meeting on Tuesday is some kind of advance in terms of conversations formally to end the Korean War, because of course the war between North and South Korea has never been ended on paper, and that's generally viewed as the first step to any kind of broader agreement. There's also a suggestion that the United States may indicate that it is willing to open an embassy in Pyongyang, or at least begin discussions about that. But we are a long way away from those days when Donald Trump, first of all, was deriding Kim Jong-un as little rocket man, threatening to rain fire and fury down on the Korean Peninsula. But we're also a long way away from the days when Donald Trump used to say he would only hold a meeting if he knew he could get an absolute verifiable deal for the total denuclearization of North Korea. The North Koreans have indicated on successive occasions over the last few weeks that that's a conversation that at the moment doesn't particularly interest them.
Simon, grateful for your time this morning. LBC's US correspondent Simon Marks, currently live in Singapore for us as Kim Jong-un touches down in that city ahead of the summit.